Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a good weekend. If you're still within your weekend, then keep on enjoying it. And if you're on your way to work on a Monday here, like I have been in Sydney, it's wet, and I hope you have a good day as well. Now, listen, what happened over the weekend was this. Well, I'm technically still in the game as far as the candle for Sunday has not yet closed, but it doesn't look like we're going to get Bitcoin up to 10,000 like I had hoped and predicted by the end of the week. It is still looking very, very poised, though. I mean, look, it's been setting higher highs and higher lows. It just slowed down a lot over the weekend, as it often does. There's been a lot of momentum, so, you know, it didn't sell off. It's still looking good. There's still good convergence. Everything about it still suggests to me that we will be at 10,000 very, very soon, maybe even today. But what actually happened was the market pulled back in, sort of gave that bullish candle that I spoke about last week. It did everything I'd hoped to do. It broke the high. Pretty much as soon as it broke the high, it sold off quite heavily. I still was confident because there was no reason that I could see for anything to have changed. And then it pushed back up, and it's broken the high of yesterday's candle, which is like the Saturday candle. Anywho, it's still looking incredibly bullish, and I still believe it'll be up around 10,000 by the end, well, within the next few days by the look of it. It could consolidate for longer, but I mean, look, 10,000 is definitely on the cards, right up close. We did get pretty darn close. We got to the high of 9,763 on the CoinSpot chart. And on the Bitfinex chart, we got up to 9,767. So very, very close there. Either way, we still look strong. We've got a lot of positive across the board. If we look at the top 10, Ethereum has done the same. It's been grinding higher. Ripple's grinding higher. Bitcoin Cash grinding higher. Litecoin still holding in that buy zone. EOS has just continued to soldier on massively. I mean, we've gone from the point of which I was looking at it very, very closely, about $6, right up to $20.78 at the peak of $23. Cardano as well pushed on very, very well, sitting at 36 cents. Had a good weekend as well. A big move over the weekend for Cardano. Lumen also having a good weekend. Two very bullish candles there. NEO finally getting its getting its skates on like I had hoped, with resistance at 93.75, but still looking very, very strong there. Once again, NEO charging away and looking phenomenal on the charts. And finally, the last one to look at is IOTA, which is also in that buy zone. That being said, remember what we've got a couple of things that have broken forward already. EOS continues to move. NEO up 20%. These are our market leaders right now. These are leading the market ahead. Now, will the rest of the market catch up? Is the rest of the market lagging? Well, time will tell. I do not have a crystal ball. I'm a trader. I follow my probabilities and I act accordingly to those probabilities. Now, that brings me to one topic I think is worthwhile bringing up. What is that topic? That topic is, what do I think of this? Okay, what do I think of this? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what do I think of this is an email that I get often. It's a tweet that I get often. It's a direct message on Facebook that I get often. It's something that I get constantly, filling up my inboxes all around the place. And it's okay, you can send me the stuff. I just will tell you right now that I actually won't look at it. And I'm not saying that from a negative point of view. I'm not saying that from a position of arrogance. No, not at all. No way. The reason I don't care what anybody else thinks. And look, don't take this the wrong way, because it's not intended to. I'm just telling it how it is. I'm telling it how I am. I wear my heart on my sleeve in this podcast and everything that I do, and I'm just letting you know exactly how I act. I don't really care what anybody else is saying, okay? The God honest truth is, if you send me a video saying, what do you think of this? I'm going to say to you, look, if I reply to you, which I probably will, because I do waste a lot of time, again, not being arrogant, I'm very, very busy. So for me to get back to every single person that puts a little Facebook post up or an email, it's very difficult, okay? That's usually what I spend my Sunday doing. I'll be sitting there like watching a fishing program and be tapping away on my phone, replying to those sorts of messages and stuff, because I don't prioritize them. But I'll tell you this, what does this look like? What do you think of what this person is saying? I will tell you this, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I don't care what this person is saying, because I genuinely don't care. If you are making decisions based off other people's thoughts, you've got a long way to go. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all, because we all got to start somewhere, right? But I have started a long time ago, and I am in the position now where I don't, I honestly don't. Even in any other market, when I was trading traditional markets, right? If somebody said something, oh, I think this is going to happen, I genuinely wouldn't care. I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't worry. I don't read CNBC. I don't read Bloomberg. Yes, I do go through and skim through news events to see if there's anything significant that's come out, especially if there's been a big dump or a big rise. I want to know what happened, all right? I'm more interested in what I think because I've got to be decisive. I'm a trader. It's up to me to make my own decisions. I have my own watch list, my own checklist, my own routine, my own structures, and the way that I do things works. And it's taken me a bloody long time to get to that point. So why would I look to change it? Why would I let anybody else influence? All the hard work, all the years that I've put in to get to this position that I'm at now, which is consistently profitable and really, guys, I do know what I'm doing. I mean, you can go through and ask any of my members. You look on Facebook, people are saying, you know, that they're at 90% win rate, 80%, 90% win rate by doing my courses and going through it. I'm not making this up. You can, like, literally go and do whatever research you want, ask whatever questions you like on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever. I just don't care because I know it's going to come out positively. I know what I'm doing, and people's opinions do not influence me. Sure, if I'm looking at something fundamentally, yeah, I want to see what other people have got to say as well. I will read into what other people are saying based on a fundamental point of view. But when it comes to technical trading, which is where I'm an expert, I don't care. So the thing is, I get people sending me, and this is the reason I don't care. Someone sends me through something going, oh, what do you think about this? The price is going to fall to 2,700 based on this person's words. Okay. So what? What I'm saying is it's going to 10,000. So yeah, you've got someone who's saying 2,700 and you've got me who's saying 10,000 and beyond. Now you've got to make a decision, don't you? Now you're in the perfect position of analysis paralysis. You don't know what's going to happen. You're a bit confused. You're not clear and you're not going to do the right thing because you're going to be influenced by others' decisions and others' actions. Well, ignore everybody else unless you've got somebody that you're learning from, learning trading and listening to what everyone is saying are two different things. Now, yeah, I know you're listening to what I'm saying. I get that. You know, I'm not trying to tell you to buy or sell. I'm giving you my opinions, and if you want to hear it through, then that's absolutely fine. If my methodologies make sense to you, then yeah, it would make sense to sort of tune in and, you know, follow through with what I'm saying and to understand the way that I think, to understand how these strategies work and to understand what I see in the market technically. But it's not going to be healthy, you going across and listening to every single person if you're trying to learn. And the reason it's not going to be healthy is because if you're trying to learn, you're going to get all this different information coming in. You already don't know what you don't know. Now you're going to be clouded by everybody else's analysis and you're not going to have the slightest clue of what's going on. So that's why I don't listen to anybody else. Again, not a point of arrogance. I say that so many times because I don't want to be perceived as some big shot swinging dick who is arrogant, because one of my main rules is to stay humble, to give back, and to stay on the same path no matter what happens, no matter how much money is made, no matter how much success is had, to stay humble. It's so important because being humble's got me there. Staying humble keeps me there. And I don't want to be a prick. So I don't listen to what other people are saying because I am the only one who matters in my world. I make the decision, I raise the trade, I place the order, and guess what? I'm the one who has to live and die by my decisions. I'm the one who will either make the money or lose the money. If I take somebody else's call and they say, oh, we think the market's going to go to 2,000, and I start shorting it and I lose money, well, here's a perfect excuse. Well, they said it was going to fall. They were wrong. Well, as a matter of fact, if you're going to blame somebody else, you're never going to have any success. You've got to take responsibility for your own actions. And by not listening to what everybody else is saying, that is taking responsibility for your own actions. Now, as I say, it's good to have your ear to the ground. I look at sentiment. I do, you know, listen to people that are fundamentalists. Anybody who's telling me to look at charts, what do you think of this person's analysis? Two things: I don't have time and I don't care. I love you all. I hope you have a fantastic day. Big shout out, by the way. We've got, you know, some of the most amazing stats that have been coming through. I mean, shout out to my listeners in Belgium, Russia, Japan, France, Germany, Sweden, obviously the US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Singapore, Bangladesh. We've got listeners in Bangladesh, in the UK. Thank you. We're nice and high up in there. Italy. I mean, we are just going nuts. The reach of this show has just gone so far out. I'm so happy. I'm so pleased. And guys, here's another thing. I will be going to Consensus in May. I think it's the 14th to the 16th, so 14, 15, 16. If you're going to be around the area, if you'd like to be on the show, if you know anybody there who I should be meeting up with, please drop us an email. Just email admin@tradercob.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to go to tradercob.com and join up to the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Guys, have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.